Good morning, I'm Steve, and nothing's worse than finding out that you made a stupid mistake a while back, and the person that you made the mistake that was involved in it never even told you. They never even said, hey, man, you messed this up. So I've just been strolling along in life thinking, everything's great. I didn't mess anything up lately.
Mm-hmm.
So from time to time, Tommy, our friend there in the booth, will poke his head into the studio, or he'll send a group text and say, hey, guys, today I'm writing about blank. Okay. Please send me your answers by 2 o'clock if you can. And a lot of times it'll be something like, what was your first job? Or what was your first car? Or what was something that you were always afraid of as a kid and you can't shake it now? Mm-hmm. Because Tommy does human interest pieces at on the website and on the apps. And so it's not out of the question for me to just send Tommy a completely random text that says, my favorite Pop-Tarts when I was a kid were blah, blah, blah.
You look back, random to
someone. You look back at our text history and it's just completely random. So a couple weeks ago, actually, no, probably a month and a half ago, Tommy sent us a text and said, what's your dream blunt rotation? And I was like, well, first of all, I don't know what that is. Then he described it. He said,
I wrote back counterclockwise.
So it's, who would you like to smoke a blunt with? Like, you know, who's the group of people that you'd love to smoke a blunt with? And I was like, all right. So I thought about it for a minute, and then I sent Tommy a text saying, dream blunt rotation. Philadelphia Flyers goalie from the 80s and 90s, Ron Hextall. BMX legend, Matt Hoffman. And Tom Hanks. Because, well, he's Tom Hanks. And I thought that that was a pretty good response to Tommy's question.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard back from him, but never thought anything of it. Because Tommy takes that info and he does what he does with it.
Yeah, he doesn't really need to write back.
Yeah. Sunday, I had to text our boss because the station vehicle was broken down.
Yes.
And it was at that point that I noticed that I sent our boss, Tommy, my dream blunt rotation back in September, and not our friend in the booth, Tommy. Like, man, he never even replied. He never even said, hey, I think that this is probably not meant for me.
He's probably waiting to catch you at a moment where he's like kind of outside of work so he can be like, yeah, here's mine.
Man, I feel like an idiot because I sent the boss the wrong thing. I didn't reply to poor Tommy. Tommy never even said anything to me.
That's a failure to all the Tommies in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our Tommy's thinking, man, Steve's a real butt. He doesn't reply to my texts.
The amount of times, though, that I'll go to email boss Tommy and accidentally email this Tommy and then say, please disregard.
Yes.
Like 2 seconds later.
I'm a big idiot.
Yes. I'd be rich.
Sorry, Tommy. I did reply. You just didn't get it.
Eh, good enough.
Good enough. That's all he... So if Tommy asks us a question, just tell someone. You don't have to tell Tommy. You can just lean to your significant other and go, hey, I guess, I don't know. These three people I'd smoke weed with? Anyway, have a good day.
I think it's good funny enough. Because I think that you had already felt bad because you didn't reply to it the day before.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, man, I never sent that to you. Let me go send that to you right now. And then I didn't get anything, so I was like, okay, whatever. It's like, already failed once.
Stay on me about that, Tommy.
All right, man. Hey, make sure you text me back later.
Yep, no problem.
Tommy, right. I don't even remember seeing that one, but if I did, I can see why I didn't answer it.
Yeah, you didn't know what it was either.
I'm like, what's a blunt rotation?
Puff, puff, pass, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I actually think I remember the conversation in studio because you asked, what is a blunt rotation?
Okay.
And I said, the three people you'd most like to smoke weed with. And you said, nobody.
Just like that, too, yeah.
And then you just didn't answer.
I said, okay.
Okay, that's
improv.
Right. Okay, there you go.
Yes and.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. That's me who I want to use power tools with.
Okay, who's that?
Oh, Al Borland.
It's a fictional character.
Doesn't that guy, Richard Carr, did he die?
No, he's still alive.
He'd die if he knew he had to go work a power tool
Richard
with you.
Richard Carr, Mike Rowe, and I think Paul Rudd, just because it'd be fun.
Mm.
See, that wasn't that hard. That's basically the same
thing.
I'd
choose Nick Offerman, I think.
Ooh,
yeah. I'm taking Offerman over Carr.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. He would be great. Whiskey and cigars and power tools and meats.
Yeah, he's got like a whole warehouse where all he does is like whittle.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Thanks, Steve, for a question that wasn't asked.
So
Dream power tool rotation. Got it.
Yeah. So there you go. Thank you.
There you go, Tommy.
Thanks,
there's,
guys.
There's Tommy. Your post for today.
In case you want to know, I'm a DeWalt man.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, put that down.